this year's elections will impact the future of Alaska. On KCAM's Meet the Candidates program, we're giving you the chance to hear candidates in their own words tell you what's important to them. This is Doug Walker with today's Meet the Candidates interview. I'll be talking with Mike Kronk, who is running for House District 36, and glad to have you actually live in the studio, Mike.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Yeah, a lot of times we do these by phone, so it's always fun to see a face on the other side. The question I begin with usually is, what are your goals in running?
Basically, I think my main goal in running is to make sure that our people are represented. And, you know, that's the bottom line. Make sure that our communities are represented in Juneau. And we all, you know, for the most part, District 36 is a pretty much a rural district, whether it's Glen Allen or Delta or Choke or Arctic Village. We're rural. And we need to make sure we have a vote down, or not a vote, but a voice. A vote also, but a voice down in Juneau. So that's my main reason.
Tell us why you're running for the party that you're affiliated with.
I am running as a Republican. I feel that that is the party that you know, I grew up with conservative values. My dad was a military guy, but I pride myself in making sure that we can work across the aisle. But my values are Republican and conservative, so that's why I'm in, you know, the party that I'm in.
Can you tell us what distinguishes you from the other candidate that you're running against?
I try not to focus on the other candidate. I just focus on myself. I think that's how most candidates should focus. You know, I don't want to deter from somebody else. I just look at myself as somebody that's just a normal person. You know, I relate to everybody because I don't think I'm any different than they are. And I want to go down to Juneau and be that same person that I grew up in Northwood. I live in Choke. I'm that same person. And I understand the situations that we all live in. So I just want to be that representative that people know that I relate to them.
What steps would you like to see Alaska take? What steps would you like to work towards seeing Alaska take to improve its economic condition in the years ahead?
It's a great question. I think growing up where I have in Northway and now Choke, knowing a lot of people in the Copper River Basin here and stuff, energy is just our number one issue. It's not going to go away. And so I think, you know, if we have a big picture, and I believe we need to start having a big vision versus just a year-by-year vision, I think the biggest thing we can do is bring, cheap electricity and energy to all of our areas, and everything's going to grow from there. It's going to snowball. So I think having that vision of how do we get that's what I think I want to bring that.
When I asked people, you know, what things they were interested in, as we ask these questions of the candidates, you can probably guess the next one. How should the state handle the permanent fund dividend going forward?
Well, right now we have conflicting statutes. Actually, you know, we have the traditional formula and then a 50-50 POMV draw. I believe that we should be following the original statute until it's changed. You know, if that's a decision that becomes made. So, and I've always supported that in my 2 years in the legislature. So, we should follow it until it gets changed. You know, and I really think it should be a change that the people can agree to.
And I know one of the challenges with the district being so huge is you don't get to meet everybody. So are there any other things that you'd like to add to listeners who haven't had the chance to meet you to tell us a little more about yourself or about the election?
Okay, well, I think a little bit by myself. I grew up in Northway. I played a little bit of basketball out there. I think a lot of people remember me from basketball in high school. I'm a hunter, fisherman, trapper, and that's why I say I think I relate to most people in our district because I live the same as they do, you know. And I pretty much want the same things. I know, you know, fishing game management's a big deal now. You know, we're food security is a big deal, and so I want to make sure I'm down there listening to the people. It's very hard. Our district is the size of Montana now. It's the biggest district in America with the new changes. I can't possibly meet everybody, but, you know, that doesn't mean I don't stop trying to do that. Making sure that everybody has a voice. When I travel around, they just want to be heard. They want to be listened to. And I think I bring those qualities to Juneau to make sure they're heard.
Anything else you want to add in closing?
I just appreciate our district. I appreciate the people that live in our small communities. And I just want them to know that when I'm in Juneau, I'm always representing those issues that, you know, that are dear to them. And they always are going to have a voice. And whether we agree or disagree, I will have that respect for him and listen to him. And I hope there it's a mutual feeling of even people that don't vote for me. I still have to, represent you in Juneau. So I look forward to getting back to Juneau. So I appreciate everybody's vote on November 8th.
Great. And is there, if somebody wants to read a little more about you or about your positions on different issues, do you have a website or somewhere they can go?
I do. It's MikeKronkForStateHouse.com. That would be the best part. Or you can email us at KronkForAlaska@gmail.com, and I will get back to you. But listen, spread the word, get your friends. I know a lot of people in the district, but there's a lot of areas we don't know a lot of people. And I feel free to get a hold of me and ask me questions. I have no problem. The one thing you can count on is I will be honest with you. You will get nothing but the truth. So thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's today's edition of Meet the Candidates. During the days leading up to the November 8th general election, we're letting you hear from candidates for Alaska's U.S. House and Senate races, as well as the Alaska Governor's Contest and the State House and Senate races that impact Copper Valley voters. We encourage you to keep listening on most weekdays until November 8th for more interviews with the candidates. Meet the Candidates airs at 8:15 a.m. and 4:15 p.m. on KCAM AM 790. And on 88.7 FM, you'll hear Meet the Candidates weekdays after the news and weather at 8 a.m. and 6 p.m.